This July the 3rd will mark the 25th anniversary of the 1993 floods that impacted the city of Madison. To commemorate the anniversary, KJAM Radio, with the help of a number of local residents, will be sharing the stories of that day. This is Looking Back, the Flood of 1993. Brought to you by Helena of Madison, First Madison Insurance, and East River Electric. Rod Goldman, Roger Olson, and Tom Farrell remember starting the day off with news of water.
I remember very clearly our phone ringing at like 6 a.m. And I'm like, why is my phone ringing at 6 a.m.? And it's my mother-in-law on the phone. God bless her. She goes, you guys might want to get up and check your basement. We had some friends of ours that were staying with us. So I got them up and said, we got an issue, guys.
We were 307 miles away, and we had a campground full of campers. And we get a call from back here in Madison indicating that our house is flooding. Brad Franklin lived next to us, and I was getting ready to leave, and I said, you know, what should I bring? And he said, bring a boat. And I didn't take Brad, usually don't take Brad seriously anyway, and I didn't take it seriously, but I mean, a boat would have been actually the only way we would have gotten in that first day.
So I went down to check the sump pump, and it was filling up every 10 seconds, which means it was just constantly running. And all at once, the power went out. Well, you know, when the power goes out, the sump pump stops. And when it's filling up every 10 seconds, I ran upstairs and grabbed a pan, one of my wife's pans, and thought I could bail it, you know, bail it into the drain or something like that. Well, that didn't work.
This is Looking Back, the Flood of 1993, brought to you by Mustang Seeds, the Madison Regional Health System, and the Madison Fire Department. You can find more online on the Looking Back page at AmazingMadison.com.